Big round of applause for these two schools as they meet together.
The Paonia Eagles football team saw a big transformation this season, going from an average team with an average record in 2012 to hosting the Class 1A championship game on Saturday. The Eagles posted a 10-game winning streak on their way to a 12-1 record, upsetting rivals Hotchkiss and the defending state champion Cedar Ridge Bruins along the way. In the state semifinal game, Paonia trounced the number 1-ranked Buena Vista Demons, and on Saturday, as if to tie the season up with a bow, Paonia defeated the one team they lost to this season, Centauri, to claim the title. The estimated 1,500 people who came to watch witnessed a true hard-hitting championship game, with the outcome not apparent until the final snap of the ball. The Eagles knew they needed to stop quarterback Casey Jarvis, who threw 2 touchdown passes against Paonia in their first meeting, and they needed to contain senior running back Jason Burr, wearing the number 3 jersey. Even the Paonia crowd knew Burr was a threat.
Hit number 3 hard!
The first quarter was a back-and-forth battle. Paonia stopped the Falcons on their opening drive, then Eagles sophomore quarterback Taylor Walters threw an interception on the opening play, and Centauri went ahead on a 30-yard pass from Jarvis to Burr. On the ensuing drive, senior Will Austin scored a 1-yard touchdown run to tie the game at 6 points. Jarvis answered with another scoring pass to Burr to lead 12-6 at the end of the first quarter. With 3 minutes remaining in the half, Walters, playing on defense, picked off a pass from Jarvis at midfield and ran back for the score. Place kicker Colby Simpson kicked the go-ahead field goal. With 1 minute remaining in the half, Walters connected on a 40-yard pass to Josh Altman, and Paonia led 12-20 at the half. Early in the second half, Walters followed his blocks past the defense and ran 60 yards for the score. With just over 3 minutes remaining in the game, Centauri got within 1 drive of tying the score on a pass from Jarvis to Clay McCarroll. On the kickoff, the Falcons attempted an onside kick. In the scramble, the ball got loose, and senior Jesse Gillenwater recovered at midfield. Gillenwater said he knew a recovery by Centauri would be a game-changer.
I don't know, it was just all reaction. I was going to block, but all of a sudden it was just there, and I wasn't letting anybody get to that.
The Eagles were able to hold Centauri and take the victory formation with 9 seconds remaining on the clock. The final score, 24-32. It's been over 50 years since the Paonia Eagles won their first state football title, and until Saturday, it was their only one. Several members of that 1959 team, including Jack Hayden, Art Edwards, Cliff Davis, Randy Jackson, Bob Sunich, Jess Campbell, and Dan Cholas, came to cheer on their successors. Cholas and Jackson wear their 1960s-era Paonia Letterman sweaters. Cholas went on to coach at Ignacio for 3 years and even had a couple of tryouts with the Broncos in the late 60s. He recalled that winning season and the excitement of claiming a state football title.
What a great feeling. It's something you'll never forget. And in fact, I brought the sweater out of mothballs. It's the first time I wore it in 48 years.
But for Cholas, the best memories aren't of that game. They are of his mom hosting dinner for the team after the win, and the semifinal game against Alamosa that got them to the finals. The Eagles were an 18-point underdog and were down 14-0 at the halftime. In the first 2 minutes of the second half, Alamosa tied the game.
But then we beat them in the sudden death overtime, the old California playoff, where they put the ball at the 50-yard line. We ran a play, they ran a play, and then they kept track of the yardage. And we beat them on yardage. So.
For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck.